News. I'm Ben Thomas. Texas National Guard members have arrived in Illinois. Sagar Magani reports it's President Trump's latest effort to deploy troops to Democrat-led cities.
The military personnel are at an Army training center about 55 miles outside Illinois' biggest city.
Chicago's a great city, but you can't be a great city if you have murders and if you have a lot of problems, and they do.
The president has defied opposition to the National Guard presence from both Illinois' governor and Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, who says the administration has shared little information.
This is what is so difficult about this moment.
The city and state sued the administration yesterday over the deployment plan, and a judge ordered 2 days for a White House response. That came after another judge in Oregon blocked a guard deployment to Portland. Sagar Magani, Washington.
On the government shutdown, Trump's warning there's no guarantee furloughed federal workers will eventually receive the pay they're losing. The Supreme Court's heard arguments over state bans on LGBTQ+ conversion therapy for children. The majority of the justices seem to lean in favor of the Christian counselor who's challenging them. In Egypt, a second day of indirect talks between Israel and Hamas over President Trump's proposal to end their war. At the same time, Israel's been marking the 2-year anniversary of Hamas's surprise attack on Israel that killed some 1,200 people and triggered that war. Sam Mednick reports from Hostages Square in Tel Aviv.
This is one ceremony today that is happening across the country, and these are being put on by friends and families of the bereaved. Israel's government is going to put on ceremonies and commemorate October 7th on the Hebrew date of the calendar, and this shows the division in the country. A lot of people blame Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for the war and for his handling of it over the last 2 years.
This is AP News. Julie Walker has the latest on Sean Diddy Combs.
Sean Diddy Combs' lawyers want the hip-hop mogul sent to the low-security federal prison FCI Fort Dix in New Jersey to serve his 4-year, 2-month prison sentence, telling the judge the facility's drug treatment program will help him stay clean. Also Monday, President Trump told reporters that Combs had asked him for a pardon, but did not say if he would grant it.
I have a lot of people who have asked me for pardons. I call him Puff Daddy, has asked me for a pardon.
Combs was convicted in July under the Mann Act, which bans transporting people across state lines for any sexual crime. He was acquitted on sex trafficking and racketeering charges. Combs has been locked up since his September 2024 arrest. His time there will be subtracted from his sentence. Julie Walker, New York.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.